Welcome to Nobits Here. My name is Greg Horn. We have been addressing the topic of fear, and I don't know anybody that doesn't struggle with fear in some area of their lives, and I've been talking about that because I got such great feedback from a couple weeks ago when I talked about exchanging the gift of fear for faith. And I want to remind you, you can catch the programs I've talked about this week and that one I did a couple weeks ago about exchanging fear for faith at our website. That's hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. But I've already shared, I've been using the acronym on how do you handle fear in your life, sharing from things that God's taught me in my life about handling fear. I spelled out fear, F-E-A-R, and so far I've already talked about the letter F is you got to face it, letter E, examine what you fear. And then yesterday we talked about asking God to help you. So if you're struggling with fear, you miss these programs, or you know somebody else is, go to our website, hopeishere.today, and share those with somebody. They're only 14 minutes long, and I know you would be blessed and helped. Well, today I want to finish up this topic of how do we handle fear in our lives. And the letter R is replace the fear with God's truth. That's kind of been a common theme in the first three programs, but I'm telling you, I know that is where real freedom from fear comes from. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 says, therefore, this is Jesus himself talking, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Fear, worry, I mean, in all honesty, those are really kind of the same. If you're in fear, you're worrying, okay? And God's told us, you know, you don't need to worry about tomorrow. I'm there. That's the big thing. He's already there. He wants to meet you right there. And you've heard football coaches a lot of times say, or basketball coaches, or any coach, play the next play. Just play the next play. And for some of you, you just keep rewinding the tape, okay, or the DVR, you keep rewinding things. I know when I watch games, especially basketball games, being a former college basketball coach, I like to see what happened, who didn't set a screen, who's not helping out on defense, what happened there. The fact of the matter is that we can't keep doing that. Some of you just keep rewinding and examining over and over. It's good to examine what you fear about, what you worry about. But at some point, you got to say, no, I'm moving forward, and replace that fear with God's truth. So if you say, well, Greg, you just don't know. Well, you're right. I don't, even though I've shared a lot of things that have happened in my life that have gone on, from being sexually violated as a child, from a flood, a bankruptcy, a divorce. I mean, just I know a lot of things, but no, I don't. But you know what? God does. That's the great news. He is an all-knowing God. But in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I love that. It doesn't say I can do some things. I can do most things. It says I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But I want to ask you today, who are you relying on? Are you relying on your strength? Or are you relying on what Jesus in your life can do? Psalm 34 verse 4 says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me from all my fears. Somebody listening today needed to hear that. God wants to answer you, that verse says, and he wants to deliver you. I mean, it doesn't get much more plain and simple than that. Psalm 34 verse 4, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Friends, I've said this numerous times over the year, and now we're going on 14 months of Hope is Here. Been so blessed. I want to thank so many people that have helped make this possible and made donations. I want to remind you, you can make those donations at hopeishere.today. Also, our mailing address, if you're like me, you're still old school, like to write checks for donations, you can do that. Our mailing address is on there. Just make the check out to Hope is Here, but no gift is too small. Some of you may want to be a monthly donor. We have some people that do that. Just had somebody yesterday tell me, my wife and I listen every day, and we're going to start supporting you monthly to help make this program so it'll help give others hope with that. But you've got to replace it with God's truth. It does. The fact of the matter is that God wants to deliver you from all your fears. Not some of them, not most of them, but just keep showing up. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Friends, we have to do our part. You say, well, I've asked God, Greg. I've done that. I've examined what I fear. I've faced it. You talked about facing it, examining it, and asking it this week. But friends, when you replace with God's truth, part of what he tells us is we got to take captive every thought. And the fact of the matter is, if fear comes to your mind, that's not from God. And you got to say, nope, that's not true. I've already faced it. I've talked to God about it. I'm replacing with this truth. I'm not in fear. I'm not going to do that. And remember, we talked about in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 31 earlier this week, if God is for us, who can be against us? And friends, not just the thoughts, but the words we speak. I've shared this off and on, but, you know, my dad, some of his favorite words the last few years of his life, last 4 or 5, you call, hey, how you doing? He said, I'm blessed, son. And, you know, I know, well, that sounds cheesy, but you know what? In the morning, man, now that my dad's been gone almost 3 years, I still, in myself, I get up early in the morning, and sometimes I've got to be up at 4 a.m., and I'm not feeling this, but I say it as I get that hot water in the shower. One, I say, thank you, God, that I've got hot water, that I can take a nice hot shower, because a lot of people aren't even going to have that, even in the United States, but especially all over the world. And then I also just say, as that hot water starts to run over my face, Lord, thank you that I am blessed and I am loved. I am blessed and I am loved. My dad would tell me that before I got off the phone and say, son, remember, you're blessed and you're loved. And he's talking about not just by him, my earthly father, but by my heavenly father. And friends, that's what I'm standing on now, because my God, my dad's been God. And I want to encourage you grandparents and you parents and you aunts and uncles to remind your kids and your relatives that they are blessed and they're loved. Because when they're alone and Satan's trying to put them in fear, they can go back to those words. And I've seen this over and over again. That, you know, people just, they've got to know that somebody cares. They know that somebody loves them. And friends, we got to know that God cares, but we've got to model it. And I know that more is caught than taught. I lost my train of thought there for a moment, but more is caught than taught is what I was trying to say. People are watching. One of my nephews spoke in a class about my dad. Just heard about this recently. I think he did it last year. And he just talked about things that my dad taught him, his papa, he called him. Friends, when you leave, what will people say about you? Maybe you're like me, you don't have kids of your own, but you know what? I've loved on a lot of other people's kids, and nieces and nephews, and, you know, I think, what will they say about me? And I want to ask you, you know, if you're working so hard for things for your kids, but do they know you love them? And are you spending time with them and your grandkids? And, you know, instead of trying to leave them a bunch of money, man, leave them your love. But love is spelled T-I-M-E, time. Say that again. Love is spelled time, T-I-M-E. Not by what you buy for people, but simply your time. And with phones and with texting now, nobody has an excuse for not letting anybody know that they don't love them. If you think about somebody, instead of saying, yeah, I need to call them or whatever, if you can, just call them right then. But take 30 seconds and just text somebody and tell them, say, hey, was thinking about you today. I want to let you know I love you. And guys, we need to do that. You need to do it with your wives, your children, especially your daughters, but even your sons. Let them know they are loved. And replace fear with God's truth. And the Bible tells us that we're followers of Jesus. We're sons and daughters of the Most High God. That we're blessed and we're loved. Another thing that I've replaced fear with is just no matter what's going on financially, I just simply say, God, I try to say it, I do every day and try to do it over every meal. God, thank you for being my protector and my provider. Friends, your 401k, the government, they are not your provider, okay? Your job is not your provider. God is. And friends, you know, God, we're just here for a short time. And I want to ask you, how are you entrusting the financial resources that God's entrusted you with? I mean, the Bible says those who sow generously will reap generously. And I know that I know, even though I lost it all in the flood 20 years ago, my home, everything's at my car, which had 156,000 miles on it, and the clothes on my back and a few other odds and ends. But, you know, God's been faithful, and I know it's because I've been faithful. One of the things I've done, and I have to give my mom credit for this, I've tithed since I was had my first job in college there when I was working in college. Did it some as a kid, but man, when I got to college, I definitely started tithing. And, you know, it was like maybe 10 bucks some weeks. I had a job at a grocery store, and I worked about 20 something hours. And as I got older, made more money. But, you know, when the flood happened, I heard Wayne Smith say one time, people said, asked him, said, should you tithe off your net or off your gross income? Of course, Wayne, his great sense of humor, said, well, it depends on whether you want a net blessing or a gross blessing. I love my man Wayne Smith. Miss him so much, but his legacy lives on through many, many people like me. But the fact of the matter is, when I got down to my first job after I lost the store and was doing a little bit of consulting work, and they had one little small job that they started me out with, and my first check came that week, and it was $157 gross, and after taxes, I think it was like $133.12. So I started to write it for $13.32, 22 cents, whatever the change was. And then I just kind of felt like God said, you know, you really trust me? Why don't you give out of your gross instead of your net? And I thought about my hero, Wayne Smith, and, you know, I was in fear because of finances. God, come on, I've only got this money right here to live with. And yet I thought, wow, it's only like $1.70 more in this case, you know, $15.70 instead of $13.22 or whatever it was. So, you know, $2 maybe. And so I did. And ever since then, back in 2001, I've been giving tithing off gross, blessing, giving back to the Lord's work. And God's just been faithful, friends. And, you know, maybe by United States standards, I'm not rich, but by the world standards, I'm definitely rich. And I've been blessed. And so maybe you're in fear with your finances, but I just want to ask you, are you putting God first in those? And I'm not saying you got to tithe right at the beginning, but, you know, are you just showing up at church and not giving any? Or, you know, start somewhere. Start with $5. Just do something. Bless other ministries. I mean, there's so many great people trying to help others out there, and God just honors that. And so that wasn't part of what I had planned to say today, but I just really want to encourage you to think about, are you putting God first in your finances? He is faithful. Well, as we wrap up this week on fear, I want to remind you, how do you handle fear? One, you face it. Secondly, you examine what it is you fear. Letter A, you ask God to help you. And then you replace the fear with God's truth. So F-E-A-R, I spelled it out, the acronym. Face it. Examine it, ask God to help you, and replace that fear with God's truth. And I want to remind you, share this with somebody else. Tell them about Hope Is Here. Send this to them. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. You can listen to this 14-minute program again. Tell somebody else about it. Like us on Facebook and Twitter. We are at Hope Is Here Lex on Twitter and Hope Is Here on Facebook. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Join Sunrise Children's Services Saturday, February 9th for a power-punched evening with boxing great George Foreman to celebrate Sunrise's 150th anniversary. Called Fighting for Hope, this evening is sure to inspire and encourage as George shares his testimony of failures and successes. For more information about Sunrise Children's Services and Fighting for Hope, go online to sunrise.org. That's sunrise.org, or call 800-456-1386.